Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Shira Springer. It's Thursday, and that means it's time for our regular check-in with Boston Globe technology writer Hiawatha Bray. Last week, when we spoke with Hiawatha, he expressed concern over Google firing engineer James Damore. Damore wrote a memo that said the gender gap in tech is partly due to biology. The firing left people questioning Google's commitment to the free and open community it says it encourages. This week, Hiawatha has a slightly different take on another Google decision. The tech company decided to terminate its domain registration services for the neo-Nazi publication The Daily Stormer. In The Globe, Hiawatha writes that sometimes when it comes to free speech, you have to just say shut up. Hiawatha Bray joins us now. Hi, Hiawatha.
Hi.
Now, when you criticized Google's firing of James Damore, you said that it's a private company and they are well within their rights to do what they did, but it was foolish to fire him over a controversy. Same company now, Google. So what makes the situation different with the Daily Stormer?
I think the balance here shifts for several reasons. One of them is, in the case of Google, what really alarmed me, I mean, let me put it this way. If that had been General Motors, I wouldn't have paid any attention to it. But it was Google. And Google is a company that has a near monopolistic control over our access to information and to our ability to just find out what's going on in the world. If people at Google begin to take it upon themselves to decide, here's what you need to know, and we're going to use our power over the search engine to decide whether or not you can find certain ideas on the internet, that could be very dangerous. And that's what alarmed me about what happened to Mr. Damore.
Go on.
I think this case is very different for a number of reasons, not least of which is that Google has no such power in the market for domain hosting. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the world who run domain hosting services. If you can't find one, there's always a possibility of finding another. In fact, the latest news is that the Daily Stormer they still haven't found a web hosting company, but they are going to post all of their articles on this alt-right internet site that's similar to Twitter and is called Gab. And so their communication is going back out over the internet again. This is one of the reasons I thought this was fair. I figured they would find other ways to get online because Google can't strangle them altogether. They can't stifle this information. There is still a way for them to be heard. But there are other reasons why I thought this was a different case. These guys are basically celebrating murder. If I'm running this business, I don't put up with people who I'm providing a service so that you can go online and you then put up a web page that basically says a woman who was innocently murdered deserved what she got. No, I think a company is well within its rights to say, I'm not going to support that. You can't do business here with me. I'm not going to have it. Get out of here. I think that was wrong.
Yeah,
in addition... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, you're talking, I just want to kind of step back just a little bit. Now, Google wasn't the only company to recently cut ties with the Daily Stormer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give us a little bit of the what's happened with the Daily Stormer and the way companies have been sort of, for lack of a better term, policing what they put out there or trying to stop it.
Well, they were working with a company called Cloudflare, which shut them down. And I don't know if you saw it, but the CEO of Cloudflare actually has had this real crisis of conscience here. He's wondering about whether they should have cut him off. They'd been working with Cloudflare for years, and they finally, after what happened in Charlottesville, said, that's it, we've had it. And he's still not completely convinced he did the right thing. They went then to Google. And Google, after I think they might have actually let them on briefly, but then subsequently said, nope, you got to get out of here. Then apparently, and I don't know how this worked, they managed to get up and running on a server that's connected to Russia in some way. I don't know if it was actually hosted in Russia, but it was using a Russian web address, and they got kicked off that. They also were temporarily in what is known as the dark web, this whole section of uncataloged internet space that you can access by using a special browser called Tor. And they were up there for a while. And I don't know why they stopped doing that, because I don't think anyone can stop you from doing that, but they have apparently stopped for now. being on the dark web. So they may pop up there at any time.
I want to talk a little bit more about the dark web and foreign web hosts. I mean, is driving this controversial content to the dark web and those foreign web hosts that you mentioned in some ways more dangerous than actually letting them operate in the light for everyone to monitor, including law enforcement agencies? I mean, you know, who might have concerns that their activities could turn into actual violence, as they did in Charlottesville.
I don't really see that as a problem because these are accessible. Everybody talks about the dark web, like it's hard to get to. Anybody can download a copy of Tor and go to the dark web anytime they want to. And it doesn't matter if a website is hosted on a foreign server. They can be found. No, I mean, if people want to go underground, the real threat is they won't have websites at all. They'll use things like, I don't know, everything from IRC channels, if you know what that is, to just plain old-fashioned email. There are countless ways of communicating privately on the web. And yes, that could happen. And it's a fair thing to be concerned about. I personally occasionally go to Gab because I like knowing what these guys are up to. And having open forums where it's available is not an entirely bad idea. I'm simply standing up for the right of private companies to say, hey, this is wrong. We want no part of it. You guys should just shut up. But I thought what happened with Google and Mr. Damore was a very different case, because what they were doing was sending a signal that they might, at some point in the future, start trying to exercise more control over what people are seeing. Some people claim that's already happening.
We're going to have to cut it off there, Hiawatha Bray. Obviously, a lot to talk about. Hiawatha.
Yeah, I wish I could talk for another half hour.
Hiawatha Bray is, a technology writer for the Boston Globe, and he joins us regularly on Radio Boston to talk tech. And before we go to the next break, a quick update on the situation in Barcelona. Police say they have arrested a suspect in the van attack, which killed 13 people and injured 50 others as it drove through a crowded pedestrian street. WBUR and NPR will be keeping you updated on the latest in the Barcelona attack, both here on air and online at WBUR.org. Stay with us. I'm Shira Springer, and this is Radio Boston.